but there are certain pyramids when the Zoroastrians were more liberal, so then they allowed the Jews to not to do work, not to participate in forced labor. In forced labor, on Yom Tov, as long as they are consistent. But if they see that the Jew does melacha yom, so then they will force him to participate in work. I mean, these Zoroastrians were communists, I mean, and they believed in the socialization of the means of production and means of consumption and everything. I mean, they applied the concept of communism towards all realms. And they felt that every man must work, must be forced to work. I mean, because anyone who doesn't work is a parasite. So because of that, they forced the Jews, I mean, it's not that they were not anti-Semites, I mean, according to today's concept. So they were not anti-Semites at all, because the same decree that they applied towards the Jews, they applied towards the members of other nations as well. In other words, they felt that everyone must work. If one doesn't work, he doesn't deserve to live. He's a parasite if he doesn't work. So in Meila, they applied it towards everyone. So Yom Tov Yomit Val Shem Yom Yom Tovu Vim Yivu Yisem Kav Nisei Yom Yom Kim Kim Yisem Yom V'ay Bruno Gam Gim Al Yom Yom Yitzir Hametz Sha'arivim Shari Tachichi Machirim Kol Soch. In other words, they recognized the right of a conscientious objector, but they did not recognize the right of selective conscientious objector. So if one does melacha under one set of circumstances, so he cannot be allowed not to refrain from melacha under another set of circumstances. שאם צורך ואימה יפיר לשומה, ואמרים הם גנטפים ויססקו בישראל? ואיסק זה איך ציבה סקיברי וחיתוך תכריכי. ואיקח על כל חוב ביגוי מה שאין צורך ואימה יראה. דום ידעוסו, תשאור למיגזיה, וכמה שמו נדעת אגב ותירכת וצורכו, אלא משם כבדי, אי סיור יצא מדי, משם כבדי יצא יצא מדי, מוטה לעצס לי, כי נתבלמס כחד שעבו לבונה. דבות זה רשי סיים. Now Rashi saying, when Ravashi says, Afiru Megas Ligun. So what do you mean, Megas Ligun? To make an extra bedet. But not if no bedet at all. Then, it's a pshites. In other words, it's mashma from Rosh and Rashi. Let's say, now because, from Rosh and Agnor itself it's mashma like that. Because Ravashi says, Avodah V'leishti Elano V'mashinoi. My time is Shil Gavnes Kichel Shavun Rabonot. So the implication being that according to Mar Zutre, that we are allowed to be kaver of the Israelim only if it's ishtaye. So now it's according to Mar Zutre, it's based upon the principle of God of Kulavri, so there has to be bizon ames. So then the queen is muter, but the megas legume, the megas lose, is also according to Mar Zutre. Only according to Rabashe, the megas legume, the megas Umegas Lose is Muter. But according to Mazutre, that it has to be based upon the work of Kol Labriyas. So only that which is indispensable towards the elimination of Bizor and Amed. But Megas Ligrim and Megas Lose is not indispensable towards the elimination of Bizor and Amed. So Bishlam and Megas Lose we understand. But Megas Ligrim, if it means Megas Ligrim, that we are allowed to sew a baguette or to cut off a piece of material in order to have the baguette for the mayors, so that's bizarre. In other words, if a mess will be buried without any going altogether, then it's a bizarre mess. So that should be mutter in Marud Mazut, because then because not to have the mess buried naked comes within the scope of all the prayers. It's a bizarre mess. It's like leaving the mess unburied. It's like leaving the mess unburied. So if Mazutra would agree that it's mutter, when does Mazutra say it's also and only Rabashi says it's mutter because there is a special aloha kichel shavun rabon? That is in a case where there is a, let's say there is a rope, that you can put on the mess. But we don't have the gwen that are ordinarily done upon the mess. Let's say the tachichim, I mean, there is a min of Yisrael, I mean, there was no takone, I mean, no takone was ever made by Chazal, I mean, that a mess must be buried in a mitznefes and in a ksenes and in mechnesayim and so on, on Arnold. I mean, there was no takone. All these things of tare and tachichim, that's minogi, minogi Yisrael. But if there is a min of Yisrael, if there is a universal Jewish practice to have, let's say, a certain number of women for the less, let's say, mitznefes, an avnate, a mechnesayim, a minyan, and so on, so then it comes within Kovod HaMes. But it doesn't come within the scope of Kovod HaBris, because if it's only thing, suppose a mess will be done without the specific tachir. But he will be buried in the robe. He will not be buried naked. So then, bizoin ames, it will not be. But it will not be in consonance with the Tvabla poet, Hames, that is different. So many according to Mazutre, that the halacha of Yom Tov Sheni, Yisachku ben Yisrael, is based upon the principle called Avrinet. So there must be bizoin ames. So when is it muta to say a beggar if there is no other beggar? It's a question of burying him naked or in the bed. So then it is resolved. But so he can even have a role for the mess. But we don't have the specific tachir. So then according to Mazutra, it's also. Masha'ike, according to Rabashe, there is a special aloche. Yom Tov Sheni, that the mess can come shayla Rabbanon. So you can only have for him, but if we don't have the burying that are normal, done by the mess, so it's muta. So it's muta, this is what Rashi says. Alright, now let's see the cases. In the Shini Yidah Benes, Tichil Shabun Rabon Nafir Midas Begrimo, Nafir Midas Beyas, Vitene, the Bileet, Kotten, Amrion, and Chifrin, Kuchin Bileet, Vihoche Mashma Deim Zumloch. In the Kotin, the Gemara says, the Tivman Chalameyet, not on the Shem, not on the Shem, but Tivman Chalameyet will not allow him to be Chifa Kuchi. Kuchi really is like, I mean, it is the same thing that that non-Jews and Reformed Jews use today. I mean, in the walls, they have bones, and then they bury the mess in these walls. I mean, and that was Bizman HaTanoim, I mean, that was done. Today, of course, it's not a Jewish practice to do it. But Bizman HaTanoim, so many Mesim were buried that way. I mean, they had walls in the walls, and there the mess was placed. So that's a kuch. So in Chayfri, kuchim b'yit, HaTanoim. So it's mashma, the Tima Chalameyet is not allowed to be chayitze dekela. And here he's saying that Yom Tov Sheni, the Tima Yom Tov Sheni, you can be chayitze dekela. V'yeish leima, ki pirish rach, the pirish shal yorgim lach v'ahar v'yachad, kidei shiyu mizumonit, ki shiyobeyu meisi, v'al ze koma adin chifru meyed mitzir hachamim. So how does rach say that it means, because that it was the practice to build, I mean, that was built in a very complicated way. So they didn't wait until the mess died in order to build the kuch. So they used to do it while the would-be mesim or the potential mesim were alive. So anyway, so of course, I don't have, you're certainly not allowed to do it, I end up shaming. So the chiddush is that even Chalameyet is not allowed. I mean, why could there be Yisalkid Aitoch that it's muter? Because the aloche is Tzorchi Rabi, in aloche of Tzorchi Rabi, is muter on Chalameyet. So one could say this is also like Tzorchi Rabi. So komatsch mir no. Boch tiget a kemer in de lit de lomari, det mut der in alle de cheli, sorg mi an khalamet. Now, Rashi Shittim with Kotin da Fresse is not like Teisves, not like Rach. I mean, of course, most Rishayim is like the Rach and Teisves. But Rashi Shittim with Kotin da Fresse is that it doesn't mean in Chifre and Chifre Minuit where it's done for potential mercy. It means even if the mess is there. So still it is Osa. So in other words, but here we say that Yom Shemini Gamles Kichil Shabuni Rabbonon. So that means Kichil Shabuni Rabbonon, we can do everything. We can even so beg it that is necessary for the Kol Gamles, but it doesn't involve such great tirche, let's say, and to be mulling the offer and the kever. Once the worm is put down the kever to put offer on the worm, that is allowed. Mashenki to be chitzit the kever, that involves great toil, so that the chachomim will not mati. That the chachomim will not mati on the tefshen. So in other words, so if there is a funeral, on the tefshen according to Rashi, so it's either all. If let's say there is already a ready-made kever from Erev Yom Tov, all right, so they can use it. And then the Israeli can fill up the kever with offer. Or they can tell Goy to be chetzev. They can tell Goy to be chetzev. To be chetzev the kever. They can tell Goy to be chetzev the kever. So Rashi Shita is not like the Rach. Now, of course, that goes without saying, even though I didn't see that somebody should mention it. When will Rashi say, when will Rashi say that it's not allowed to be chitzit the kever of the Yisroel, I even know the Shein, because that involves Tichem Merube, that would be in a case where it's Lomish time. So the general principle of Kol Dabrinis couldn't be applied. But then the special Aloch Yom the Shein Lam that Kechel Shabun Rabbonon, so the Chachomim were not matir the Melech Roch Tivis HaKever, which involves a lot of toil. Matir Kerenim, it will be a situation of Ishtayek. If the mess will not be buried, and Yom Tov Sheni, so will be Misrach. And there is no goy available. So of course, if a goy is available, so even in such a case, So it's actually time stream. I mean, we can have the bed buried and avoid the Bizona mess and not do the Melochia of Tzivas HaKera B'Yudayim of Israel. But if there is no way available, who could do it? And the mess is Ishtaye, and there is no way that came there. So then Rashi will also be made that it's Mutar. Not on the basis of Kechel Shavid Rabbonon, but on the basis of the general principle of Kol Dabrinis, that is very Rashi only has reference to a case where the general principle has no application, where he will not be Yisrach. Alright, anyway, there are more passages that Yom Tov Sheni Gabenes, so the Chtzivas HaKever should be done on the north.
According to Rashi, this is not only Yom Tov Sheni, even Chol HaMoed.
Even Chol HaMoed is also, if the mess will not be Yisrach.
Is there kufin in a regular kever beyond?
Well, you see, of course, I mean, as Rashi says, so this halacha, the mitkotn, it lies only to kufin. It lies only to kufin. But I mean, it applies, the Gemara applies to kufin. But the same thing would apply to regular Torah also, except that practically speaking, I mean, it will never come up, because no one was ever interested in digging the kever for a mess who is still alive. But since Kuchim involved an elaborate construction, so anyway, that was the practice. That was the practice. And according to Rashi, so it's halacha because it involves a lot of tirche. So even regular kever, I mean, anyway, that's how the Rambam assumes. That not just Kuchim, because Kuchim involves unusual toy. The Rambam assumes that according to Rashi, even a regular kever. But Kuchim means vault in the wall. These Austrians were called Chaveri. Why were they called Chaveri? Just as the communists called themselves comrades, you see, the members of the International. So they also call themselves comrades. Then you know, I should tell you here, any co-host of the Shemes. Should you tell me that neither Karl Marx was the propounder of the communistic idea? Plato knew about that, I mean, and the Chaviri Boga knew about that. It's not something new. So, Hashem is not a Zeh Shein Chavre Mut. Then you know, שצורך מלאחר התירה, תחריב בזה הטעם. משומחשו שבוברחשו שעובר הטעם. וכן אמא אמרים לו, so it's a bit of the חברה חיישים. But בזמן הזה there is no חברה. There is no חברה. So, it's a bit. But what she sees, it's much more than the Chachomim in Bogor, Midden, Hakonim. An account of the Xeris of the Chaverim, so that the Chachomim Bogor made it a Kone, that there should be no value in the Salon of Shem. So even when there is no Chaver, still it should still be also to have the value in the Shem an account of their principle, called the Shem means of Minach Latirei. So Jesus lays down the cloud that we don't apply the principle of Kodoshim means of Miach Latirei if the term of the Dakone is a Choshosh. The Chimd is a term is Shum Choshosh Evovra Choshosh over a term. Vachanam Rabriyum Gadumayi Nigun the Asur Shem Lo Choshosh Omen the Achshof Shem Yochi Choshim Yitzuim Bineinu on the Sheis Imen Afruch Atchile Am Opi Shudor Shem Mi. How is it that all this so many datum of Gemara and Rizore about my Mashki Migulim, Kamo Alokas. And who is Zoya today? Who is Zoya today? I mean, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention the Alokas. Why? The Rambam does mention it in the Tzeach HaShmirat Nefesh. The whole parak that deals with Mashki Migulim. But the other Rishonim don't even mention the Alokas. Why don't they mention these Alokas? The answer is, and from Tesis, it's Mashma, that Ligabei Mashkim Igulim, there was also a Takone. In other words, the Chachomim were even me, and they took a vote, and they decided to answer every Mashkim Igule B'Sir. Every Mashkim that was exposed without supervision for some time, so it should not be used. Should not be used. Why? The time was, because maybe a Nochosh put its venom into it. But it was the Domosh of Aminia. Because they said so, Adam Kishu Domosh of Aminia. Now one could say, and the Rambam in Amrizora says so, there was never a Domosh of Aminia in the Gabi Mashkim Igulim. The Chachomim said that Mashkim Igulim are Asurim, just as the Gemara says in Borokame, that if one has a Surim Rua, so he's not allowed, he's either allowed the Raises. So what is Domosh of Aminia? Chachomim made a new takole. You cannot have a surim ruah. I mean, it comes within the love of which just don't be yourself. So remember, bizman chazal when choshim were mitzuri, so whenever a mashke was left exposed to the venom of the snakes. So in the middle, it came with the Shomer Choshven Abshir also. So it was better than the Raitse because of the Shomer Choshven Abshir or like any other. Chashar Sakhanas Kiposhes. Like Sulem Ruah and everything, like going up on the Sulem Ruah and so on and so forth. This, you know, the Rambam says that is all. But the Isra says, no, it is not to me. And the Chachomim enacted. It's a calling. That it's also to dream Kvashtim Igul. Because of the time of the Moshe. So Melilla, since it's Rosh Hashanah, according to it says, it should be also even now that Nechosh Manach Mitzui, through the time is not Chayach, but the Kodesh should remain. So Tisus lays down the cloud, that where the time consists in Yechshoshe, then the principle of Kodesh Hashanah of Nechosh Manach does not apply. Then the principle of Kodesh Hashanah, so Nechosh Manach does not apply. Does not apply. When the time consists in Nechshosh. Now, what does it mean Nechshosh? Now, Tesis, now the Zohar also says Legabi Gvinesach. Now, there's a machlikes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshua and Levi. Why the Chachomim asked Gvinesach? Now, Gvinesach is certainly the Roshel Mir. I mean, the Chachomim took a vote on it, and they decided to ask a Gvinas Akum. So Rabbi Yechonah says the witness why the Chachomim asked. Gvinas Akum is because the Akum, the Nochim, usually are minded by a Kedas Nevei, in Nevei Remet. And Rabbi Shulam Levi says because of Niku, because maybe Nechoshim put the venom into it. Now, since it was the Gvino in the Gvinah was kept by Nochi, and Nochim are not so zoya in keeping the foods and the drinks away from the Nechoshi. So we knew because of that the Chachomim Asad Gvinah. Now, so the Chachomim Asad, the Chachomim didn't Asad all foods that were kept by Nochim. The only answer, Gvino. Because Gvino was kept for a very long time, so it was more prone to the exposure to Nechoshim, let's say, than any other food that was kept by Nochim. So, now there's a machlokes rishonim. How do we pass them? Whether we pass them like Rabbi Yechonah, the time is why the Chachomim asked Gvinas Akum is because of Nishma Midin Be'er Yedas Nedeiro, or the time is because of me. So Machli Veshem. So the Chachmin Avune say that the Alochi is like Rishon HaLevi. The Rambam paskens that the Alochi is like Rabbi Yechonah because of my million miracles in the name. So Teisve says, now this is all that from the Hegai thing. So he says, what is the Nafkemine, whether we paskin like Rabbi Yechonah, or we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua the Levi? If we paskin like Rabbi Yechonah, as the Rambam does, then the time is why the Chachom Masas, Gunas Akum, because we Nishma Mishma Be'yakiras Nidheiro, Be'yakiras Nidheiro. So then, Gvinas Akum would be also, even if we know that the Akum are mainly the Gvino in vegetables. There are some. And this is how the Rambam passes. Because called the Roshem Mien, so of Minach Latir. Mashem Kim, if we pass like a Mishem Lei, then the reason is why the Chachomim Asar. Gvinas Akum is because of Niku, because of the possible exposure to Nechoshim. So then, now it is Benazel, you know, Nechoshim Amitsuim, so Gvinas Akum is Muter. Now the Rambam says, Ve'ile Hakev Sa'ad Asam Rishenim, who say, he passed like a Mishem Levi. So then Gvinas Akum should be Muter. If it wasn't Tumet, if it wasn't stabilized to Nevela Remet, if it was stabilized to Nevela Remet, then we don't have to resort to the Yisrael Gvinas Akum, so even Gvinas Yisrael, if it was stabilized to Nevela Remet, is also. But let's say, So suppose it was stabilized, let's say, through vegetables. Through vegetables. But it was done by Nochi. It's done by Nochi. Now Kraft now is curving cheese through a vegetable stabilizer. So then it should be, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, it should be muta. According to Rabbi Shimon Levi, it should be muta. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's also, this is what Tosfos says. Now the Rambam says, Ve'im lehatev minesakum kishehu nag al v'yasoni. Im yon bimokim shehu nag al pi gdem. So Chicago is a place probably where it's hu nag al pi gdem. To use Gvinasakum, that's why I'm Jews in Chicago use Gvinasakum. Alright, so anyway, this is the principle that is laid down, that if the town, why? So if the Alochi that Rav Shimon Levi, then it's muta now in this manazeh to eat Gvinasakum. If we know that it wasn't, it has no Gavis. If it was Humad, Beasov. But Kodoshim means of Minachwati, right? Because if the time is because on account of Magnitim Minachivas Mibayo, so then we say Kodoshim means of Minachwati, right? Even though now the going in our mind, let's say even before the going, would be mined, driven around with full vegetables, it would still be also, because Kodoshim means of Minachwati, right? But if the time is because of Miku, so it's because of Khashoshe. So then, over Achshoshe, over Atakot. Now I don't understand this, I mean. It's always Achshoshe. And if the time is because of Mamidim Beyatiras Neveyos, it's all Achshoshe. So it's Achshoshe of Beyatiras Neveyos. If the time is because of Miklos, so it's Achshoshe of Miklos, it's full of snakes. So in one case, it's Achshoshe of Sakone, and in one case, it's Achshoshe of Isa. But it's Achshoshe. And Jesus doesn't say, Jesus doesn't say that if the Choshim is because of Sakone, then we don't apply Kodoshim. No! Jesus says if it's because of Choshim, so it doesn't make any difference. This Choshim or that Choshim. Now, Jesus in Avizore, there is a washing in Jesus in Avizore, which, casts light upon this whole union of Choshim. Even though here Jesus doesn't say it. But Tesis probably means it. Tesis now, other Rishonim mention it more explicitly than Tesis in Avizor. So the Rishonim say, the Miri mentions that in the name of Bnei Rishonim, and there is the Roshim Tesis in Avizor, that when we apply the Halacha, the concept of Kol Doroshe B'Minyan, so Chminach Latirei, that is only in the case, let's say, like, מפני שמעמידים בעיר תהילת מראה. הכל מתרוויח. So that means בזמן התנועים, all the goyim, were curdling cheese with Nevedelant. All of them did it. There was no other method that was used. Some Mele, even if circumstances will change at a later day, and they will not use that, so it's still also. But if we say that it's because of Niko, so what does it mean? It's also because Nechoshim Amitsui. Now, today, Nechoshim are not much at all. Except maybe in a few isolated places in Africa, in Asia, there might still be Nechoshim. But, on the whole, in the world at large, there are no Nechoshim Mitzui. There are no Nechoshim Mitzui. Mashenkin, Bismarck, Chazal, it's on the contrary. So on the whole, Nechoshim Mitzui, that's Israel, it was Mitzui, in Bobel, Nechoshim Mitzui, and in most places, Nechoshim Mitzui. But there are certain places, even Bismarck, Chazal, where Nechoshim were not Mitzui. So Mele, since Bismarck, Chazal, there are also certain places, the river of the places Nechoshim are Mitzui. But there are certain places in Manchazal Nechoshim are not Mitzui. So because of that, so in those places, Mashim and Gulim were Mutabel. So that means the Chachomim accepted, since in Bismarck Chazal too, there were certain mechanisms, when the Choshim on Atmosu, so when the Chachomim answered, Mashkim Migulim. When the Chachomim answered, Gvinasaki. So they accepted, they excluded those mechanisms, when the Choshim on Atmosu, from the Isa, from the Isa of Mashkim Migulim, from the Isa. From the Isra of so now all the places are like the isolated places with Mount Hazal. So that was accepted from the Dakar. This is what means Khoshe. If it is a Khoshe, the Hind is a Tamish Khoshe. And it's a kind of a chshoshe, it means it's a kind of a chshoshe that even Bisman Chazal at the time of the Misakni, so not in all places were there such a chshoshe. In certain places there was no chshoshe. So in regard to those places where that chshoshe did not exist, so maybe, so the Takone was not applied. So maybe now it is not as it. Where the Choshim are not much in any place, so many Takonah doesn't apply. Now it is because of this reason. Now the Halacha, the Mishnah of Mizora says that we're not allowed to deal, I mean to do any business in the Eretz Yisrael with Akum, the Gimel Yomim with many Dayan and the Chutz Loretz, the Yomim Dayan and the religious holidays, and I'm allowed to do any business. And today, I mean, except for the Rambam, so all the Shemim say that Bizman Hazeh is Muda. Why? Because the reason is why the Chachomim Aseret. Masur Matni Nochrim, the Yemidehem, or in Eretz Yisrael, in the Shleisha Yomim, with Neidehem, is because Dilme Ozu Lumeide, Lav Rizore. But, or maybe he'll be Makriv, a Behemi Lav Rizore. But the Nochim Shel Bizmaneinu, they are not Makriv anything to Lav Rizore. I mean, they're not in the Lav Rizore. But so we should say, Kondom Shel Bizmaneinu, so of me and Achlat, you know, even though the town, or the Akkola don't apply, let it be also anyway. So we should mention, because the Gemara says Lav Rizore, that the Trove sent the gift to Bashishach. Bashishach was an Ochim. And being there, and it's also. So he was asked, well, how in a sense? He said, you're down with the height of the Torah of Lav Rizore. So that means that even when the Chachomim know Misaki, that you're not allowed to give a gift, let's say, to the Yidderen, or to the business of the Yidderen, so they only apply it to those who were in Lav Rizore. But to those who are not in Lav Rizore, if you Bizman Chazal, not all going more in Arizona, they're going more not in Arizona. So as to them, they didn't apply the Takore. So maybe today, that all the going are not going to Arizona, so maybe the town doesn't, so maybe the Takore doesn't apply. So that's why we cannot apply here the principle of Kodon Shemimitz of Nina Khwatire. Or, let's say, now, an Akum Asad, the Chachon Masad, the Nigias Akum Biyayu even Balu. And today, so Shalom Paskins, that it's Muta Balu. It's only also Bissier. It's also Bissier. Why? Because the Aloha is that when is the Tosa Balu when they are Menasek Lav Rizore. But the Nochi in Bizman Hazeh are not Menasek Lav Rizore. So Menele, it's Muta Balei, but why don't we say Kodosh Yemin Sof Minach Latirei? The answer is, but Bizman Chazal, they also Nochim Monat Nasek Lav Rizore, and their Mage didn't have the Balei. Only those Nochim who were Nasek Lav Rizore, who were accustomed to the Nasek Lav Rizore, as far as he is concerned, so that's because of Nisayan, so even Nochim that are not in the Lav Rizore, are not Menasek, so it's also Bissier. You see, but as far as the money is concerned, that applies only to those who are not Lav Rizore. So again, in other words, because there too is the same principle, because of Choshen, maybe he was Menasek. Wurden wir gönnen, es zu tun, der sich schon in der Pfeilhüben bis man hat auch, so ist es denn, der Hakonin wie der Pfeil wird er kommen, denn man ja akku masses da neu, und wir hast es nicht sehen, zumindest mal sehen zu sein. Right, now.
The
answer is all
to the place.
No, not relative to this place. Kommt man schon in die Zeit, dass man implies, that the time is broken, so that kommt es still applies. But if the change of circumstance is of such character that it existed this man has auto, and because of that, the Hachomi limited the Takone only to those circumstances where the time did apply, so remember now that there is a change of circumstances, so every situation comes within the special situation of Zman Chazal. That's what it means. Now, the Ramban, in Avrizore, he is Chelkan Tesis. The Ramban in Avrizore, he says, Ligabi, Nuchosh, Amashki, Manguri, so true, Bisman Hazed, et Nuchosh, Manat, Mitzuni, so then, it is Muta. Why he says, because Mashki, Manguri is not a Dolashim here. Chazal never took a vote to answer Mashki, Manguri, they only declared Aloche, that you're not allowed to be Mashki Gulim, just as they declared, you're not allowed to go up on the Yisum Ruah. Not allowed to go up on the Yisum Ruah. Because of Sakon, Yishamu Mokhush Melach Shekho. So because of that, the Chachomim said, you're not allowed to be Mashki Gulim, because he just was declaratory of the Duraise. They didn't make any big Sakon. So that's why, so then it was Sakon, today it's not Sakon. So that's why it's Buddha. Mashem King, Yudha Satyam, even according to Rishim Alayim, it's not what you mean. The time is because of Niko. So anyway, even today, when the Choshim Rat Mitzuni, so Yudha Satyam is also. In other words, the Ramban is Chilik on Tesis. Tesis holds the Talmud of Rishim Alayim, so Yudha Satyam is Mutter. The Ramban says, no, it's all enough. If it was the Dorshim Minyan, so it doesn't make any difference. What the time was? Well, the time was because I mean, the Kibbutz, the time was because of me. But Mashki Megurim, is Mutra. Why? Because there is stuff in the Rosh Hashanah. There is stuff in the Rosh Hashanah. Of course, it's mentioned in the Ma'ase Rav that the Goyim held that Mashki Megurim is also reading this Ma'ase. But I mean, no one is Machmer the Shizage. I mean, the Shechonol doesn't pass like that. All the Rishonim are to the contrary, and but the Goyim Shite is that Mashki Megurim is Osir. Why? Because the Goyim apparently holds that the Chachomim did make it a kone. So it is not a minyan. So even though the town is purple, so still, and the dimensioning of the Goyim that besides the takones, the Tol Takones Chazal, besides the Tam Agolu, there is a Tam Mister also, alright, so Miller, is because of the Aloha of Kol Dalashe Beminyan, so of Mi Nachal Atire, so Miller it's also, but, I mean, all the poskim, I mean, say, that Mashki Migul Mamuya. Now, the Maise Hoyer Minoron, Shemei Tzod Mechud Yantif Shemi, Virot Shemei Satsik Bin Recovery, we go up in the town. We show up when the Bishkorim in the table, we are in the table. Kiddies and Shabbos. Shall we create a movement of shame? We should not have the table in the room. Vosel is good. So in other words, the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Vey Bishkor, the Chachom and Paschim, you cannot have the virus and have the shame. We got the shame that the Mesk Chesha Ben Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, because in Vey Bishkor will not have the table. So if we will allow them to do miloche and don't shame you, we call it a mess. It's here a mess. So they might start being resolved on the shame altogether. So Rabbi Tam said, so Bismarck more there is only one place, one unique place where they will not make all. Mashenkin in Milan, some means of Rambam didn't mean, it's not that Rambam was prejudiced against the inhabitants of Meron. He felt, I mean, that no Jewish communities, they were not superior, the Jews were not superior to the Nebish. All right. Tumas is a certain kind of a kidney, yes, it's a lupin, I think. So actually, even though it was cooked by Nochim, so the Israel of Bishuri Nochim doesn't apply to it, because there's a lot of kodosh who nechal kishur chai, so if it can be eaten raw, even though it's better to be eaten, it's much better when you eat it cooked. So the Issa of Bishuri Nochim doesn't apply to it. And lupins, you can eat two of them, you can eat them raw too, you can eat them more. Now because of that, let's say, that carrots that were cooked, let's say, certain vegetables and certain foods that were cooked al Nochim, so is muta, because they can be eaten raw, even though it wouldn't be so good, as long as they can be eaten raw. So lupins also should be muta when they were cooked al Nochim. So in a certain place, so the Gemara says that they answered them. So what is the V saying? The V is saying that Anshi Bishka were not material, but Anshi Malon are material. The whole Shunaha הילקח עם ירושי ניסה סכור, ואז זה מלוך למס, יוקי פויסון, ואז זה מלוך למחזור. But as far as this time of Ramintam is concerned, so today it's not Chayach. I mean, as far as the first time of Ramintam is concerned, so it's Chayach today. I mean, it's not allowed. So according to the first time of Ramintam, not allowed to have any funeral who's having the shame. According to the second time of Ramintam, so that was peculiar to this mother of Ramintam, but not today. Now, but I think, I mean, even though, I mean, funerals are held, I know it's in New York, I mean, funerals are held in Tel Aviv, even by the most Orthodox Jews, even by Hasidim, I mean, they have funerals in Tel Aviv, but I think that it's Elisa Gomo, because, true, the Shechmo doesn't pass like on the town. So, because if Shmuel Paschal like the lead, that Anshi Bishko were not Nitor, but Anshi Milon were Nitor. So the Miri says, why? Because Anshi Bishko are not Nitor, because they are not obedient to the Chacham. Mashenikin today, he says, the Miri, otherwise he's Masikam all the time, he says, today they are Nitor. I mean, what does Nitor mean? Nitor means, in other words, one, I mean here, when I don't mean what does the Torah mean when it's used by people today. I don't know what kind of a connotation that has. But the expression of the Torah, as it is used here in the Gemara, so the Miri says, because they were not obedient, I mean they didn't have the respect for the Chachomim. So in other words, so even if the Chachomim told them it's also there, so they ignored it. So that was Nidishka, so Nidishka, I mean, they had no respect for the Chachon. So then, it was forbidden for them to have a Kvura in the Sheni, because if they would be allowed to have a Kvura, they would be resolving on the Sheni. And even though the Chachon would tell them, well, this is different, Kvura Samaris is different, but under other circumstances, you cannot be resolved. They won't please. מה שהם כעניינם של מלון, so they are very obedient to the Chachamim. So it certainly follows that even according to the Lili, בזמן הזה, unfortunately, whether it's Chicago or New York or Boston or Baltimore, I don't care what city it is, or even square town. So then, they are certainly not Nitro. So if Anshe Bishkea were not Nitro, so today there is no Jewish community in the world, not even in Yerushalayim, where it could be considered Nitro. So I think that the equivalent of Shemi today is an Isagon. All right, now. Rabbi Merhav Yosef Kamei Bi Ravashe, I mean it says Ravashe, but the Pshat, the other Gersi is Ravashe, and that's the better Gersi. The Ravashe, Bishnei Yamutenu Shev Rosh Hashanah, Chazi Yed Rav Yosef, Omer Lei Amai Yosef Ma, Omer Lei Dere Yosef Ma Ero Tavshir, Omer Lei Dere Yosef Ma Ero Yid, Now in other words, why can't you make a little tafshir on the first day Yom Teh, on what Rosh Hashanah? Minu yom ha-rodim, mi ha-chodim yom tafshir, yom tol chaviri, you must. So if you must, you can say, if today is Yom Teh, if today is Yom Teh, so tomorrow, I mean today, the first day is third. So tomorrow, Friday, is Chayu. So I allow to cook, we call it Shabbos on Chayu. And if today is Chayyur, tomorrow is Yom Teh, so it's Erev Yom Teh, so it's Erev Yom Teh, so I'm making the Tafshir now. So why don't you do it? Omalei, Eina Goma Rabbe B'Shnei Yom Teh Yom Shol Goyitz, B'Shnei Yom Teh Yom Shol Rosh Hashanah, Mi Yoma. So in other words, when does Rabbe say that Gabi Abi Yom Teh, so they say Kliyei, so it can be Mas, if you forgot to make a note of Shnei Yom Teh, if you can do it on Yom Teh, and be Mas. But Yom Teh Yishol Yishono, so he's to Shavich Teh. So, he cannot be Mas Teh. Because both are Yom Teh. Vora Am Vona Doi La Beitz Muteres. So you see that there is no Yom Teh Shavich Teh now. Omri Ravot Che Befeir Shomri Ma, Glisov Al Hodin Adoi. We saw a lot in that way. Now, this Gemara presents a kashi against the Rambam Shite, and the Miri mentioned it. Now the Rambam says that Bizman HaChesh now, Bizman HaZeh, where there is no Sofik, we are Ptim Bikri Diyarche, and where we have to observe today Yom Teh, because of Minigal Sichem Biyodeichem, of Minigal Sichem Biyodeichem, So maybe he cannot be mad if he forgot to make a new tafshir on Erev Yom Teh, if he cannot do it on Yom Teh, why not? Because he cannot say, if today, is Yom Teh, then tomorrow is Chayu. So I'm allowed to cook on Chayu, Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos. And if today is Chayu, so it's Erev Yom Teh, so I'm making the Tafshir. Because today is Yom Teh and tomorrow is Yom Teh. Now this was in the time of Rabbeinu and Ravash. That was already after all. So he says, and Riel was Kimshaper, Riel was the Rambam says until the times of Abayi Rosh. So Bizman Rabbeinu Ravashe, it was already Al-Pirreshim. So then they had so it wasn't Sofik, it was Vadai, the first day was Vadai, the second day was Vadai. So why does Gemara say? Only because of the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah. That's why you cannot make an Erev Tafshir on the first day Yom. potato bean, not positional, bean succulents. So if you forgot on Wednesday to make the rabshim, you can make it on Thursday and be masne. A kofer Rambam, even on Sukkot, you cannot. And here the Gemara says, only because it's Chosh Hashanah, you cannot. And that presents a very strong kash. Now there is no other teretz, except by saying, of course it involves a slight echad. Now because, now what does the Gemara say? Rabbin Ab Yosef Kamed Ravash, Bishnei Yom Tehim Shol Chosh Hashanah. Chaz yedah ve'otif. Omalei amai otif ma'av. Amai otif ma'av. So in other words, so Rabine saw that Ravashe was said. So Rabine said this, Rabine saw, observed that Ravashe was said. Omalei, so Rabine said to Ravashe, amai otif ma'av. Why are you Ravashe otif? Omalei, so Ravashe said to Rabine, do you see where it afshir? Omalei, so Rabine said to Ravashe, do you see where it afshir? Mi lo yamarov, mi lo yachon ingot afshir, mi yon tochavei, rei masne. So you can do it today, on Thursday. So Ravashe en sabim, omalei, so Ravashe en sabim. Ei ma domarov, bishni yom tehim shol goyis, bishni yom tehim shol rosh shon am yom. So in other words, now Rabine, Rabbina obviously thought that it applies to Rosh Hashanah also. That's what Rabbina thought, that it applies to Rosh Hashanah also. Now, so what is it? Rabbina did not know that Rosh Hashanah there is a loch of Bisharich. So Nastam, Rabine also knew the Aloche that Rosh Hashanah is Dusha Richte. But he thought that even though by Rosh Hashanah there is Dusha Richte, so still there is, he can make the Rosh Hashanah on the first day of, even though there is Dusha Richte. Why do you think so? Because after all, why is there a Takon of Dusha Richte and Rosh Hashanah? Why? Why is that a kind of Dusha Richta Rosh Hashanah? Now, let's say, so according to the Ravet, the reason as to why there is that kind of Dusha Richta now because of Minad HaMasech Mirech, and Bizman of Yitzel, so then there was a soul. So they had to observe, the Rechekim had to observe today is Dusha Richta only the Tirasofik. So Memele Rabine thought that since it was the Tirasofik, so we can be masked, even with Abel Rosh Hashanah. And even according to the Rambam, that there was a Takone, the Chachom Morsheim or Misakim Takone, that the Rechekim had to observe today is Dusha Richta with Tirasvadai, so too B'tiras Vadai, but not B'tiras Ofik, but the Vadai is based upon the fact that the Rechekim every year had this off. So Memele Rabin held, since it was based upon the fact that the Rechekim labored under his Ofik, so Memele could be Mamiya Chirotakshim. I mean, this is what Rabine held. It's not that Rabine didn't know the whole halacha that by Rosh Hashanah there is Dusha Richta. But Rabine certainly knew the halacha that by Rosh Hashanah there is Dusha Richta. But he felt, but after all, the actual Dusha Richta, Ligano Bisabat, never happened, or it seldom happened. But Ligano Bisabat, so, even according to the Rambam, that the word is Takone, that the Rechekim have to observe every year with the Rasvadai, but that Takone that we have to observe every year with the Rasvadai is based upon the Mitzias of Sofik. So in the Meile, it could be Menei Achir V'Tavshil. So, in other words, Rabbi Yehud, why? Because since the Takone of Vadai was based upon the Sofik, so this Vada itself had to have the Din Sof. This was Rabbi Hillel. So Rav Asher told him, no, it's not a Din Sofik, it's one Mamash. It's one Mamash. So in Mele, when Rabbine said, Rabbine Avi Yosef Kamei the Rav Asher Bishnei Yom Tem Shoreshek, Roshon, Chodi the Avi Yosef. So only Reisif Maro Yidne, because Rabbine thought the team when it's Vadai, it should have only Din Sof. More, he thought it applies to Rosh Hashanah as well. So that's why he said so. But then, but the Yoch Name, according to Rav Ashe, so Bizmanei, you couldn't make any Tafshir and Nabi Yom Tein Lila. Why, so you ask, so why did it No, he couldn't say that, because then if he said that, so then it would appear that Ligabi Rosh Hashanah, so that Bizman Aviyeh, that even Rosh Hashanah Bizman Aviyeh, so he could make it a Tafshil. So because, and since this happened on Rosh Hashanah, so he told him the Emes, since this Yom Tov was the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, not of Sholem Tevi, so even Bizman Aviyeh, he couldn't do it. So this is what Rav Ashi said to him. Omar, Eim Adon Avon Mishni Yom Tov Shel Dolyes, Mishni Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Miyoma. So maybe even if I have been living Bizman Aviyeh, I couldn't do it. Certainly now, but Eina Chalame, as far as Baruch Hashem is concerned, so even regarding Sholem Tevi, you still cannot make it a Rav Shil if you didn't do it at Rav Yom. All right. Now, at first I intended to have another shiur, but it's impossible, so there will not be, so you will not be any other shiur. But I just want to remind you again that you will have to take a b'chine on the Sunday, on the first Sunday after Simchas Torah. Rav Omar Osea Mukhtu. It's Nevet, it's not Mukh. Ushmur Vitain Ravir Noma Mutter, who you matter at him beschrieb. Some in the Hiddish is Shmur's name, Rav's din, I mean, doesn't require any explanation. I mean, why shouldn't it be mukt? But Shmuel says that it is mutter. Even though it wasn't mukhot, it's neiret. So he applies a special aloche of hoyim. Hoyim umater atzme b'shchit. Hoyim umater atzme b'lidosei liyes nishchat. Mashal hoyim lifnei lidosei af mukze hiter asatzm dem gosse di mige di iskenliho in other words, so it's a special aloch of hoy. Well, I mean, this has nothing to do with the heil in psochim, even though the same expression is used. It's a different aloch. So what is the aloch? In other words, because the din of mukze is that it has to be mukhon. So in other words, it had to be prepared, it had to be made available for him, for Achille, before him. Now, so since with the birth, with the lady, so it makes itself available for Shrite, so it makes itself, so with the lady, it makes itself available to Shrite, so in Mele it's considered Mukhon. That's the halacha of Shmuel. I mean, it's not say svore, I mean, it's a din. Omer le Rav Kane, v'rabase le Rav, v'chima b'imze l'ikir sh'nei l'biyont. Now you say that the prayer sh'nei l'biyont is also because of Neila, because of Mukse. So why is it different than Eidl sh'nei l'biyont? If the calf was born a yomted, so then it's muta. It's muta, you can shecht it and eat it. You can shecht it and eat it. In other words, if it is an egg or so if the mother was a behemoth in Medes Lachilo, so then when the mother gave birth to an egg or an yomtev, so you can shecht the egg or an yomtev. And you don't say Mukhtse, why is Egel different than a Freyach? Omali Hu, so Rav said, Hoi Hu Mucha Nagavime, Bishchit. There it's not Mukhtse, because the mother is a Meres Lachile. So Memele, since the mother was Mucha, Lachile, so Memele, the Egel is not Mukhtse either. Because he could have, even if it wasn't Neilet, he could have slaughtered the mother and then he would be able to eat it. There's the halacha that Ben Pakui is Nita B'Shchita Simei. So he doesn't have to realize a Shchita in itself. So the Shchita of the mother is Mati. So Neilet it's not Mukti. But by Freyach, so it's not Shayach to say, the Freyach has to come out from the Klipe. So there it is Mukt. Omalei, Umabin Zez. So then they asked him, so Rav Kane Ravase asked Rav, all right. So Egel Shneil Yomtev is different because it is Muchon. It is Muchon from Egel Yomtev to be eaten Agavim Mishrit. But Ma Bin Zer Egel Shneil Adin Atreif. Now Egel Shneil Adin Atreif, if the mother is a Treif, so then, and the Egel is Neil Ad from a Treif, so it's also Muter. But they are you, it's not a way to be eaten on the Shchita Simei, because if you share the mother, which is a treife, and you find the Ben Pakue, so the Ben Pakue is not Muta Bachil. So they are, it's not Mucha Laudime, Bishchit. Now Rashi says, HaTreife Bnu Osa, in Mitzo Bisech, the Yuga Yerachimei, הוינו בשחית הסעימי אתו בורך וכינו לביום תבנת ריף ולרק למנה הוינו מוכן אגפים לי ואפילו הוכה בשחית הסעצים מותו לשוחתי ולרוך לי ואש חמן דוס אמי יתרוז מקובו רטיב מנהיג על דנאי בנת ריף וביום תבידון זו מודבר אחר and they are you cannot say it's a muchon le'achil agafim v'shchit. So you have to apply the reason because holy v'hita atzim v'shchite. So no more afchei hashem v'yom v'shidol kol muda. So Rav was shosik. So shosik Rav. Amar Rav v'tim Rav Yitzchak v'tim shosik Rav. Lo'im alei holy muchon agafim le'kol. Because it was still a Meilachile, not Lachile Sodom, but Lachile Sklom. Now the mother is a Treife, Ubosa Basi the Treife is a Chayu, Akele Tashlich Reis. So it's a Meil. I mean, there is a Shittes of Rishenim that it's a Mitzvah Sasei, I mean, they mention it, some Rishenim mention it in the Mina Mitzvahs, to give it to a Treife to a Kyal. So, well, whether it is a Mitzvah or it's not a Mitzvah, but it's certainly a mate. Yeah, what is it?
But then now the behemoth is alive.
What is it?
Now the behemoth is alive. He trades behemoths. So why?
So what? What's the password that trades with the Hashem? I tell it Hashem that I
say. So but it says it's alive. Is he considered that it's more from the clothing? Because he won't give it to him.
So what?
Clothing.
Why not? I mean, it's still a midrachim. It's still a midrachim. So the caliph doesn't require any shchite. I mean, he can just eat it. That's all.
But he can't share. I mean, he can't kill it either. I'm not.
Who, the caliph? The caliph can eat it. Well, you mean because of Jesus' vehemte? You mean because of Jesus' vehemte? So because Nitilas Nishome, so first of all, I mean, the order himself is Muter, I mean, Muter Echalevesh. And then there is a loche in regard to Shvizit Behemte, that you can put the behemoth in Asovim, and let the behemoth plot the Asovim, because they are Malinuach, Abdul and Milsen and Nichalei, I mean, that's in Mechilte, I mean, Rashi and Chumash Menzim. So we say Milachim. All right, now the Rashi. Hatreifet Nosa. Nosa. Di Mitzo Biseichu. Di Uga Yerachimei. Hu. Hoinu Mishchit Asimei Atobo Yerichu. Vichnei Abiyon Tefna Treif Belekal Nema. Hoinu Mucha Nagafimei. Vafu Hoche Mishchit Asatz Meimuta Lushoch Teloachle. Tore Ashkecho Mandios. So Rashi says the reason as to why if you the mother is a treife and you share the mother, so the blood which is not a treife, the ben pakule which is not a treife, which is a shoal, is not niter, is because Uga is Yerachimei. Now the halacha is this is how we pasken. I mean we are pasken that the ben pakule niter barbo simoni. Now, in order to shech, you have to cut two simon, the kol and the vesh. But a ben pakule is mitah, the mubar is mitah b'shechit asimei. So that's one. So there are two simonim whereby a ben pakule is mitah. In other words, the two simonim of the mother. But suppose the mother is a treife, so then the ben pakule is not. Is not Nita Mishchita Simei, so you can realize Ishchite, and that's how we pass. You can realize Ishchite and the Uber itself. So that's other two Simon. So that's why, so Ben Pakui is Nita Bidawa Simon. The Ben Pakui can be Nita of the Ishchita Simei, the two Simonim of the Ishchita Simei, and Ben Pakui can be Nita of the day, the two Simonim. Of its own, so without Simon. So now Rashi says the reason as to why a Ben Pakui is not Nita B'Shchit HaSimei, the Yime is it Reive, is because Zuba Yerachimei. So it's considered like part of the mother. And the mother is a Reive. So, but if this is to be applied literally, I mean, Zuba Yerachimei, so then it should not be Nita al the Simone Atzmei either, if Zuba is Yerachimei. And the halacha is that you can shech. I mean, it's the halacha. You can push in his hand. Let's say the meyimo and shech the pakul itself. And the end of this shechita will be good. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to do it because he can see well if he pushes yodei the meyimo. But the end of it, so it is mitabachila even though he didn't shech the man. Let's say he pushed his hand with May, and he shared the Ben Pakue, he shared the Umba, the mother not. So he's also Muta. Now, so the question is, and even though the mother is a treife, so the halacha is that it's Muta Abdal Simonim, he can meet there with the two Simonim of his own too. Now, if we are to apply the concept of Uba Yerachimei completely, so why that we should consider the Uba as part of the mother, as an evil of the mother, and the mother is a treife, how can you realize Ishrite and the Uba when you push when you push the hand in vain, right? So the Rabtzal Ramish brought, and he's a good boy town. Got some money in there, have a little yerachine. They will meet up with Shrita Simi the Trevi, have a little bit of the Trevi, other of the love yerachine, who meet up with Shrita. So it's not that Rashi is not to be taken, I mean, in full sense, to by yerachine. Rashi is to be taken in limited sense. It's you by yerachine in respect to its becoming the mother through the shrit of the mother, we consider the super yachim. So it really, Rashi doesn't mean the machlekes in the more of the yachim, the love yachim. Rashi uses that expression, but it has nothing to do with that machlekes. I mean, we can say that this Rashi, that this halacha would go only according to one man domar and not according to another man. After all, we have a machlekes in the world, and we have a yachim and we have a yachim. Is that dependent upon that machlekes? So Rashi just uses the expression, but he doesn't mean the deal of the yachim. Rashi means that the reason, because actually Rashi had to explain something. Rashi had to explain something. Now there is a locher that Ben Pakure is mita b'shchit asim. Ben Pakure is mita b'shchit asim. So then we should say, kol b'beimo socheyu. So we learn now from that process that Ben Pakure is mita b'shchit asim. So we could argue, I mean it's not like that, but we could argue that even if the mother is a treif, so too, so the Ben Pakure is not a treif, it should be mita b'shchit asim. Because after all, treife is one kind of nisa. Neveira is another kind of nisa. Now let's say, neveira is mitame, bimakir umasi. Treife is not mitame, bimakir umasi. Let's say, suppose you chef the treife. So you're not allowed to eat it, of course. Because the shrita cannot take off the nisa of treife. But it will, if you shech the treife, so then it will not be mitame b'magil masse, because the veil it is. So we see that the shchita in the treife is also maisa shchita. It's not that shchita in the treife is like meso merel, like as if it was shot. If the halacha had been that shchita in the treife is like meso merel, as if it had been shot, so then, the halacha should be that if somebody shechts a treife, it should be mitame magomaz. But the halacha is that shechita treife is mitame, so it's in mitumas levele. So we just see that shechita in a treife is also a nice shechita. It's also a nice shechita. Only thing is, you cannot eat it, because true it's a nice shechita, but the isa treife stands in our way. So you cannot eat it. But shchita it is. And it takes all the isan leila. It takes all the isan leila. So memela, so then, so why do we say that Eidol Shemila Admina Treif, even if he shechts, not leila, I don't mean leila, if he shechts the mother, and the mother is a treif, and he finds inside an eagle which is a shalei, so the Ben Pakure is not mutter. Why not? Suppose the mother hadn't been treife, then the Ben Pakure would be mutter. Why? Because the shchite on the mother is effective regarding the Ben Pakure too. So even if the mother is a treife, the shchite of the mother is still effective. Moreover, that the mother herself, on account of the shchita that was mineralized in it, is not mitamit to Beslevel anymore. But of course, he cannot hear the mother because of the isatreive, but the Ben Pakure is not affected in the isatreive. So why shouldn't the Ben Pakure be mutabach here? The Ben Pakure is not a treive. And shchita was realized. So Reb Chaim says, it's not the Sefer, he mentions, now the Aloche, the Rambam says, that Kol Yisurim Mitzdarfim Zeh Mzeh, the Rambam says. let's say, if one will eat the chotzik azayis chelep and the chotzik azayis dam, so we will not be chayv. But treife neveile are mitzvah. If he eats the chotzik azayis treife and the chotzik azayis neveile, so it is mitzvah. So why is it so? That Torah mean, what is allowed? Ubos basole treife misecheilu, batel tashmichel eisek. And kol neveile eseichu, lagi hashem sherechot, it's then a loch le mechil enoch. So it's two separate laws. It's two separate laws. Now, there is a Sifri. The Sifri says, that's the notion of the Sifri. Now, why do we have to, why is there such a ribu amin that, that treifo minayim, that you're not allowed to eat treifo, there's a law in the Torah. Ubosa basode, treifo is a chayil. Why does the Sifri have to be ma'abed from kol neveilo? From kol neveilo is a chayil. So what do we see from this? So we see that treife is actually affected with two isur. First of all, there is a law of treif. There is a law of treif. And the law of treife applies to, let's say, to the behemoth that has one of the makis on account of which it is destined to die. So that's a treife. Let's say, where there is nikavareye, so on. I mean, all the treifes. The yutches treifes, which is aloha meshim sina. Oh, but the law of treife applies to other things too. Now, according to Rabbi Yechon, as we passed him, so if somebody eats Eilam Nachai, so he's Eilam Alav of Eilam Nachai. But if he eats both of Nachai, so he's not Eilam Alav of Eilam Nachai, but he's Eilam a special Av. Rish Lakish shows that both of Nachai comes within the same Av as Eilam Nachai. But Rabbi Yechon says, in whom? No, that both of Nachai is Eilam Alav of both of Asole Treifel is a Chayim. Both of Asole, both of Shiyotso Chutzlum Chitzos. So the law of treife covers not just treife yitches treifes. It covers other things too. It covers yitches treifes. But then there's another halacha in treife. That's the drosha in the Sifri. In the Nevela treife minayim, that the treife that by shchito is not in matia. Shchito is not in matia by treife. And since Shchito is not in matter by treifo, so Mimela is even a lab of Neveilo. And in this respect, Tumas Neveilo is to be distinguished from the Yisr Achille of Neveilo. Tumas Neveilo depends only upon the Mitzias of Shchito, not the matter of Shchito. Whether Mitzias, a Maise Shchito was realized Neveilo or not. If the behemo is what is called Meisa Merao is called a behemo in which a Meisa Shchita was not realized. That's Meisa Merao. The behemo died, the behemo was killed in any way. So when no Meisa Shchita is realized, that's Meisa Merao. Then it's Mitamik with Magru Masi. Mitamik Magru Masi. But if a Maise Shchite is realized, even though the Shchite is out of him, not in Matia, so it's not the veil. It's not the veil. But then, regabei the Yisr Achille of the veil, so it's not enough that the Maise Shchite was realized. When is the Yisr veil poka? Only when the Matia of Shchite took effect. But if the matter of Shchita did not take effect, even though the Maise Shchita was realized, so the Nisan Veil remains. And there is a very strong guy. I mean, Rav Chaim doesn't mention that guy, but there is a very strong guy to this Yisod. Now there is a halacha by off, by coaching, by off. That you have to make Meliki instead of Shchite. Instead of Shchite, so by off coaching, you don't make Shchite, you make Meliki. Meliki is from the back. Shchite is from the front, and Meliki is from the back. So the Yurike is in the Rosh Chit. Now, Chatasov is Nechal. Chatasov is Nechal Ikeani. Chatasov. So, how is it Nechal? It wasn't Nishchat. It was Mila. So the Yurike is in lieu of the Shchit. So the Gemara says, now Chatasov is Nechal only Ikeani. Ezar cannot eat Chatasov. So the Gemara says, Nivome is that from the Gemara, I think. So the Gemara says that if, let's say, Izzah will eat Chatasov, so he is either two Yisurim, but he cannot get Malkus for both. Why? Because which two Yisurim is either? First of all, of Zar Shochu Kochi. He is Zar, I mean. So he's not allowed, Dan is not allowed to eat Chatasov. The Torah was about to Chatasov, only to Kihane, not to Zor. So, and then it also involves the love of the day, because Chatasov does not have any Shchit. Chatasov has Merit. So if he's Zar, eats Chatasov. So besides the Yisrael of Zar Shochel Kedesh, he is also even the Yisrael of Yisrael. Now the question is, but the Gemara says it's an Yisrael of Yisrael, you cannot get Malkus for him. Because an Yisrael of Yisrael. But Yisrael of Yisrael only means it's not, there is no Malkus, but in my Yisrael there is, I mean it's either two Yisrael. The Gemara says if he came in Yisrael of Yisrael, if somebody was either two Yisrael, even though one Yisrael was how another Yisrael. So he's a Rosh Chomo, he got the one who was just either one, he said. So here too, there is no Malkus for the Vele. But there is the Issa of the Vele. Now the question is, why should he be even the Issa of the Vele? After all, I mean, is the Kayan when he eats Chatasov even the Issa of the Vele? Of course not. Why? Because there's the Aloche by Chatasov. That in lieu of Shchita we have believed, so believe in the Shchita. All right. So, Isaac is not allowed to eat it. So he's not allowed to eat it, so he should be able to eat Yisrael of Zasha or Kedesh. But why should he be able to eat Yisrael of Nevele? The answer is, because Ligabe, as Chaim says, he doesn't mention that right. Because Ligabe, there is a distinction between Tumas Nevele and the Yisrael Achira of Nevele. The Tumas Nevele depends upon Maise Shchit. And if the Maise Shchit is realized, so then there is no Tumas Nevele. There is no Tumas Nevele. Now here, so the Merike. So the Merike is in lieu of the Shchit. So the Shchit. But the Yisra Achil of Nevele, so that's the Droshin is free. Ilyamo Nevele, Kevim Naim. That the Yisra Achil of Nevele depends upon the matter of Shchit. Even if the Maise Shchit was realized in Nevele. But if the matter of Shchita did not take effect, so there is the Yisra, so there is the Yisra Achil of Nevele. That's the Droshe is a free. So Nevele too, that Melike is in lieu of Shchita. So why? Because Melike is a matter. In matter of Babylon, we got the Hamid. But not the Gabizom, because Chatasov is not Mitl Leachil to Zorim. It's only Mitl Leachil to Zorim. So, to Kami. So, maybe the Gabizorim, it is, there is no matter of Shchita. Even though the Maise Shchita was realized, because the Maise Miliki is a Maise Shchita. But, the Yisra Achil, of course, the Kami, to Mr. Nevel, it is. But the Yisra Achil of Nevel, there is. These are Achilah the way, and the other is, now let's say the Rambam Shitty is, that Shchitas Akum, even if it's an Akum Elid Al-Lizore, so it's not Mitame Tumas Nivele Midraisi, only the Rambam. Midraisi if an Akum, even Elid Al-Lizore, because in regard to an Akum who's not Elid Al-Lizore, who's the Gatesho, so that two Gesoyis in the Rambam, one Gesoyis in the Rambam is that the agitation of Yifishecht, if it's not Leila Uzoi, it's going, if it's not Leila Uzoi, Yifishecht, so Midraisi, it's in Mutabachil at Midraisi. So Midraboh, no, there's another Gersi. Because one Gersi is kissing the other girl who goes to Kosovo. Shafilu, so one Gersi is Shafilu Kusi, Sheilei, Vigam Nizore. So Shchitos Yasuro, Bachil, and then there's another Gersi, שאפילו נוחי שאינו מיל המזורי, not כוסי. All right, so, but, אינה קומה מיל המזורי, so certainly it's also בחילה. It's also בחילה, and the Israelites מצד מדבר, because that's the פוסיק, וקורא לוח ואוכלתו מזבחי. וקורא לוח ואוכלתו מזבחי, הולמליתו של זבחי אסור. So the שיבת הרמב״ם is, so it's only also בחילה, שחית עשה קומה מיל המזורי, it's only also בחילה, it's only also by the right side of the But it's not the time to miss the veil of the rice, if an apple, shechts in the hand, so it's not the time to miss the veil to miss the veil of the rice, only in the Rabbanah. Now what is the reason? So the answer is yes, you see. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim as to why a goy is possible ishret, an apple is possible ishret. So, Tesfes in the Rosh, they say, because with a bach, he has to be Barzvich. So, an Akum is not a Barzvich. The Rambam says that the Mokia for this Aloche, that an Akum is supposed to Lishre, that an Akum can check the Behemo, is because the Posseg will come along with Chautam is Zifre. Holo Malito she Zifre Asso. So, in other words, so according to Tesfes in the Rosh, that the Aloche that Akum is supposed to Lishre, is deduced. From the possible of Achto, he has to be about Zviche, so that means it's not even a Maise Shchit. Shchit is Akum is not even a Maise Shchit. If it's not a Maise Shchit, some men is not anywhere. Maise Shchit will not realize. So it's like Maise Shchit. So it's Mitami to Maise Shchit. Mashiach came according to the Rambam. So, an Akum is not mismayed from the Zavachto. And the reason is why. From the Zavachto, we only mayed one who is not the Gavra, that's the Shchitas Kev. The Shchitas Kev is the Kev Kutcher, so then it's mitamed to Mr. Vey also, because that's not the Maish Shchit. But if an Akum Sheikh, so it's not mismayed from the Zavachto. It's mismayed from the Kolor of Chalda Mizifrei, Holo Mamito Shizifrei Asuro. So what is the Posik of call of how does Zifre tell us? He doesn't say that it's not a Maize Shchite. Holomadi does Zifre Asur, in other words, the Shchite Sakum is not a Maize. Not it's not a Maize Shchite. It's not a Maize. But, Ligame is the Achille. So whenever the Shchite is not a Maize, even though it is a Maize Shchite, so Mele, there is the Rav of Nevele. Masha'in ke Ligame Tumis Nevele, that depends upon Maize Shchite. And the Nakum Shchite is also a Maize Shchite. Also a Maize Shchite. So maybe that's the reason. Now we raise the question, why does the Gemara say that when the mother is a treife, so then he shechts the mother, the Ben Pakuye, who is not a treife, who is a shomer, who is not muta mishchit asimei? After all, shchite is effective even a treife, or if one shechts a treife, so the third behemo is not mitami tumas nevel anymore? So the answer is, there is a distinction between Tumas Neveilah and Yisrachila Neveilah. Because the Gabi Tumas Neveilah, so the important consideration is the Maize Shchite. The Maize Shchite. And Shchite of Yitreifli is the Maize Shchite. It's done the same way as Mishleimo. So it is the Maize Shchite. So maybe Pita'aro same with the Tumas Neveilah. Masha'inke and Gabi Achille. So there is another halacha that shchite is not a matir in treifa. And whenever there is no, that's the kosuf in the sefri, that's the drosh in the sefri, in the veil of treifa menai. And if shchite is not a matir in treifa, so maybe whenever shchite is not a matir, so there is the yisera achille of the veil. So that's why if someone checks the behemo and the behemo is a trade for and there is an eagle in the behemo that is a shorim, so he's not allowed to eat it. Why? Truly, Meise Shchita was realized. Meise Shchita was realized. But, in order there shouldn't be the Nisar Achille of Neveile, so that Shchita has to be in Matia. So, and Shchita is not in Matia. Right, Rebbe? So this is what Rashi means. When Rashi says that Trif of Noosea, in Mitzvah B'Seicho, the Uber Yachim has nothing to do with the Machlekes in Bolokami, in Sanhedrin, in many Sugyas, in Shas, as to whether Uber is Yachim or Uber Lav Yachim. He uses that expression. He means in Mitzvah B'Seicho, the Uber Yachim, he says, just as the Shchiter was not in Matia, and the mother, so the Shchiter is not in Matia, is not in Matia, and the Ad Ben Bakui. This is what it means. So, this is Dima the Achimim, who are you, the Sini at the Boloch, the Chilim of Yom Tev Nafrif, let me know that we're in the Yom Tev Nafrif, that we are in the Satsa, we're going to show to Yom Tev Nafrif, last command was it. So Rav Roshos, Rav Roshos, and because of that, the Rav Roshos is a number of Rishayim who passed like Shmuel, and Rav Yerichel, not like Rav. But so then on the rabbi we tell the rabbi he say my time is just a crab when you hold me like a dinner call the pin a shmosh is so is a human in bedes lekach aber the prayer should be clipo in bedes lach responding but you hold me but you hold me but you hold me is not a natural lach here because when this is the clipo is a new bilcia is not wrong him kach nimmer on the abai so that word so what is Rav Shittin? Rav Shittin is that the prayer of Shneila is us we don't apply the principle holy matter at the Mishri and the reason is to why Eide Shneila is Mutea so if the mother is a Shleimo so then it's Mutea because the mother is a Lachil Asoda and it's not only the mother the blood itself is only the mother לאחיר, through the Shchita of the Mother, through the Shchita of the Mother. And even if the Eidl is not Trifo, so it was not Muchon for Odom, but it is Muchon. Agavime it for Klovin. And since it is Muchon for Klovin, so maybe it's not Mukta even the Gavro. Om Rabbi, Hashti Muchon for Odom, they have Muchon for Klovin. So in other words, so what is Rav saying? I mean, according to Rav Yisef. So what does Rav Yisef say? Our Rav, that Mucham Niklovin is Ami Mucham Lodom. So he says, how can it be like this? Hashti Mucham Lodom, Ami Mucham Lodom. Vietnam, Nechatkin is Adwin with me Adwinmo. Vesadwin with me Aklovin. Reviewed him. You know, he's in the Shabbos Asuro. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if it was not in the veil, if he didn't die before Shabbos, if he didn't die before Shabbos, so then it's Osea because it's not Muchon, it's not Muchon. So even though, So and the same aloha applies to Yom Tov also, as this is for example. So you see that even though it was aimed, Rodom, it was Mukhon Rodom, so still he does not make it into Mukhon for Behemo. So if Mukhon Rodom is not Mukhon Behemo, and the Odom requires a more substantial achone than Tenedarim. So still the achone that he was made for another one does not make it Mucham for Behemo, so certainly, that's what the Kashi. So certainly the achone that is made for Behemo, which is a superficial achone, I mean, so certainly it should not make it Mucham to another. This is with Abaye held. Abaye. So, Amalei, so Rabbi answered him, Rabbi or Rabbi Yisef answered him, hey, muchlodom, lavi muchlodom, die meide chodom, lehinesh, lehshodom, lehkob, muchlodom, hali muchlodom, gedeite lehinesh, akol mide di chodolay, akol mide di chodolay. So he says, no, there is no such halacha, adarate, muchlodom is not muchlodom, because mukt, whether it is muchlodom, is a subjective matter. It all depends upon the das order. The das order. So if something, if a person deliberately set it aside for an odom, so that means that he was Messiah das from that thing insofar as excluding much of service. Because whatever a person sets aside for Adam's use, so he does not intend to keep it for the him. But Muchalik Lodim, Navi Muchalodom, the Dait Adini, Shakol Mili Vechol. So that's the law, that Muchalodom is Ravi Muchalik Lodim, but Muchalodim is Muchalodim. Now let's see the tesis. The tesis, this tesis first. Has to Muhammad or Abu Muhammad. And then the other. Has to Muhammad or Abu Muhammad. And it's not a hat ring. The beauty in the universe. And the Rav Shabbos. That's what we say. And the Muhammad. We tell you. Here have a Muhammad. Ada Rabbe. We have a Muhammad. The Bina Shmoshes. We not a shocker. We shem in Shabbos. ואיך הם מוכח מוכח ומוכח לאודם להב ומוכח לקבוק? How can we deduce from this Mishnah? Now this Mishnah is in Brit Shabbos. So how do we say מוכח לאודם? Why? Because it was in the אחר. But the מוכח depends upon בין השמושס. Now בין השמושס he was not allowed to shecht. He was not allowed to shecht. So maybe it's not even מוכח לאודם בין השמושס. So that's why it's not Mukhalik Lodom. But in Achname, where it is Mukhalik Lodom in Hashmashet, it might be considered as Mukhalik Lodom too. Alke Mirel, Arav Rabbi says, Vigoras, in Noveson, in Veno Merev Yom. So that means he's Geras here. Now instead of in Noveson, in Veno Merev Shabbos, so he's Geras in Noveson, in Veno Merev Yom. So of course if we are Geras like that, so then it is certainly Muchalodo. Because in Yom Tov you're allowed to shech. But something happened, the behemoth was Mirsom Baro or Yom Tov. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's Osa. So we see that despite the fact that it was Mucham bin Ashmoshes Lodo, so still it's not considered as Mucham in the behemoth. The behemoth yamin umir da b'shabes misnir, the koma da b'shos, shabes b'shos amontanek rabshim, umayisa achmichit. V'yesh lo ima adishak yomayir b'shabes, umayisa min ha'yisu. True, that this Mishnah deals explicitly with Shabbos, but implicitly it has reference to Yom Tov. Because there's